Flood victims. Principal Secretary for Devolution Teresia Imbaika has warned Atharaiva flood victims against going back to their homes after their houses were submerged by flood waters following heavy rains in the area. Imbaika urged the more than 2,000 affected people not to risk their lives and instead focus on safety and health. Imbaika was speaking on Thursday at the Deputy County Commissioner's office in Atharaiva during a food distribution drive for the affected families who were displaced by the ongoing flash floods. "You must take care of yourselves and not go back to your homes until the water levels go down," advised PS Imbaika. She acknowledged the multi-agency teams from the national and county government for their swift collaboration in evacuating the displaced residents and assured them of the government's continued support. Some of the food that was distributed to the Atharaiva residents who were displaced after the floods destroyed their homes. Photo by Anne Kangero. The PS said the government has donated 100 bags of rice of 50 kgs, 180 bags of beans of 50 kilograms, 100 bags of fortified foods, 100 pieces of jikos, 50 pieces of lamps and 5 bales of sanitary pads for women. Machakos County Commissioner Josephine Oko said her team will continue to monitor the situation and to cater for the needs of the affected families in Atharaiva villages of Kwa Manjeli, Kwa Rinzomo, Kanani, Kailentsi, 39, Graceland and Kasumu Indogo. She highlighted that the most affected areas in Machakos are Atharaiva, Yatta and Matungulu sub-counties. Machakos Deputy Governor Francis Mwangangi said that the county is doing everything possible to ensure the families are safe and have basic needs. Mwangangi said the government has donated 2,000 containers of cooking oil, 2,000 bags of rice, 183 bags of maize of 90 kilograms, 83 bags of beans of 90 kgs, 1,000 kilograms of sugar and 210 blankets to keep the victims warm during this cold season. The residents are currently living in rescue centers in Kanani and Atharaiva and have been given food, blankets, mattresses and warm clothing to cushion them from the cold weather.